This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have studied the various names given to Jesus Christ in the Bible. Over 80 times, the New Testament identifies Jesus as the Son of Man. This name for Jesus refers to his being human. A mortal body was prepared for him. In the incarnation, he entered that body. In that body, he experienced all that we experience, so it could be said of him, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. By being baptized, Jesus emphasized his identification with sinful man. As man, he was able to be man's substitute in taking upon himself the sin of mankind and paying its dreadful penalty. He died physically as the Son of Man for our sins. He was buried physically, and he was raised physically from among the dead. He is the first fruits of those who, having believed, will be raised from among the dead, 1 Corinthians 15:23. He ascended to heaven physically, as recorded in Acts 1:9. After he commissioned the disciples, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. He is now the glorified Son of Man at the Father's right hand, Acts 7:56. Angels appeared to the disciples after his ascension and said, "Why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. The Son of Man will reappear in a glorified body and call believers home." Amen. Hallelujah.